You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Welcome back. Another episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Different kind of episode for you guys today. We have some All-Star Game snubs, some guys we thought should have made it over some guys that are in there right now. Going over the MLB draft a little bit, touching up on it. It's in 5 days. Get ready for that. I'm Avery Redd. I'm joined by my co-host, Shane Mohan. Let's get into the numbers. Welcome back. Why did I say that? All right, so we're going to be talking about some snubs of the All-Star Game first. Theo, go ahead and start us off.
Well, if there's one I've got to go with right off the bat, I mean, do we want to talk about guys that are reserves over starters, or do we want to go clean and cut, didn't make it at all, versus guys that did make it?
Well, you can – whatever you want to say. Some reserves, it should be starters, and but mostly I'm going to be talking about guys that didn't make it at all, probably.
Okay. Well, one that I think has to be pointed out in regards to a reserve that I don't like is Salvador Perez. I know you're pretty not in favor of that either, so to say. I mean, I'm looking at his stats right now. They look decent. Nothing that really jumps off the page to me. 20 homers is pretty damn good. That 117 WRC plus, kind of low. Yeah. 1.6 WAR, again, kind of low. Average for a catcher, not terrible. I know Romuto's in the shitter, and everybody wanted to refer to him as the best catcher in the league, which I think he deserved at the time all around. He's batting like 240, 250 right now. So, but somehow he fucking made it, right?
Yeah, I don't know how he made it on. Well, yeah.
He had a great first month or two, but since then he's really, really slumped, man. And that's like the nice way of saying it.
There's so many guys that, not that he's having like an awful year, but there's so many guys that deserves it over.
Yeah. I mean,
not so many, but like Narváez, he deserved it. Will Smith, definitely. There's a few guys you can say that over JT.
No doubt. And like I said, he's had a good first half of the first half, if that makes sense. But the second half of the first half is fucking garbage. And if we want to talk about halves of the first half, who did well? Rhys Hoskins. That's who should have taken it over Romuto, in my opinion.
Well,
kind of inconsistent, but he brings the power. And who doesn't like Rhys?
That's true. I mean, in my opinion, the biggest snub keeping it at catcher here is Grandal. I mean, I don't know. He should be over Salvador Perez. And if you want to say he's hitting 188, I really do not give a shit. He's got a higher WAR than Perez. His WRC plus is 17 points higher. His on-base percentage is fucking 82 points higher. 82 points. I don't care. He's got a 24.4 walk percentage compared to Salvi's 2.3. Salvi sucks. He is shit. I'm so sick of this guy. I'm about to make an overrated post for Strike Zone, and he is going at catcher all day.
That's pretty bold.
Well, I hate to say it because he's having a solid year, I guess. He's got 20 nukes, like he said, pretty impressive behind the dish. But at the end of the day, this guy should not even be sniffing the All-Star game.
Biggest problem here is the fans. So yeah, you guys really dropped the ball on some of these, and it's unfortunate because the thing that really probably outweighs this is the more chance you have of young guys going with who the big names are, who they see in their city on billboards and shit. No matter, they don't go and look at the stats, watch specifically close see how they play. And that kind of really boosted it for guys like him who are fan favorites. It's really, like I said, popularity contest in regards to the starters. That's why I'm thinking more of like from a reserve point, because that's commissioners and players.
Yeah. Well, it sucks that the fans can't vote, but I really think moving forward, they probably never will, but I really wish they would just have the commissioner's office and the players and how they do the reserves do that for the starters as well. Cause it just sucks when you see guys like that starting. I mean, I'd rather not that he's been horrible, but I'd rather see Grandal over him. I'd rather see Sean Murphy over him. You can make an argument.
What about Trout? I mean, I know the injury really screwed him, but
he should not be in the All-Star game.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a shame. I mean, because I don't want to shit on Trout, and he's got a 192 WRC plus. I mean, he should be a reserve because he's
right. But that's through 36 games. Everybody's WRC plus was above 150 in the first 40 games.
Yeah, but he's also got a 2.3 WAR, which is more than about. He's 12th in among outfielders, and that's in all of baseball. Let's just look at the American League. He is 6th in WAR in less than half of the games in some of these guys. So he still should probably be a reserve, because that's crazy that he has a 2.3 WAR. And then you see guys like, I don't know, Adolis
Garcia. The thing is that we know that he would have doubled these stats probably if you doubled his games for the second half.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he probably would have maintained them, because he's not shown any signs of going over the hill. But yeah, I don't think he. I mean, I think we agreed Cedric's probably going to get the start because he's not going to be able to play.
Yeah, him not starting is like one of the biggest snobs. Yeah, he'll probably start.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to get it over Trout. He never will.
Well, he should have. I mean, Trout definitely should have been a reserve just because of how good he's been, even in that short amount of time. And he's, like you said, with the WRC plus, is expected to be high and stuff, but he's still got a 2.3 WAR in 36 fucking games. That's crazy.
Pretty damn good.
He played all year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that really sucks, man. I would have loved to match up his stats to Cedric's with the same amount of games.
Me too. But Cedric with the 3.6 WAR. Well, I'm going to talk about a fucking snub, actually. That's Max Scherzer. Biggest snub in the whole entire All-Star game. He has the second highest Sierra in all of baseball right now, not just the National.
There's no Nats love.
Actually, we had three All-Stars, which is more than your team.
Well, we're the most inconsistent team in the league, so that's expected. But to not, unless coming from a non-hatred Nats type of guy standpoint, I should say, I'll put it in a standpoint of I'm a neutral fan. Scherzer's got to be in the All-Star game. He is top four, top five all the way and in the NL.
I understand you have to get freaking one player from every team, which is a stupid rule anyway.
2.1 ERA, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Well, which I'm saying, like, obviously he would have been in over guys like Herman Marquez and Trevor Rogers and stuff like that, but the Marlins and the Rockies and teams like that need a representative, which is a stupid rule, but they do. So this is why Scherzer didn't make the game. But I'd imagine he's still going to be there because, like, DeGrom isn't going to be pitching in it, and I'm sure a few other guys will back out of it. So I'm sure he'll wind up going as an injury replacement, but it's a shame because he should have been there in the beginning.
See, and why are we starting to see that all of a sudden? Because in prior years leading up to 21, everybody's played in the All-Star game. I don't think you saw much of any guys stepping back from it and saying, nah, I'll pass. Why are we all of a sudden seeing that now?
Well, for pitchers, it's usually because they're pitching like a game or two before the All-Star game, so they're not trying to pitch on short rest for a game that doesn't matter. And for two, why play in the game that doesn't matter? Who cares? It's just the All-Star game.
Right, I agree. But it's all of a sudden hitting us this year where you're seeing that. In prior years, I think everybody that was a top player elected to play. Am I wrong?
No, usually most people play. I don't think there hasn't been a lot of players to say they're not playing this year.
We'll see. We had DeGrom. I think he's pitched every year that he's made it. Did Cole say he wasn't going to pitch in it?
Not sure. I mean, it all just depends on where their starts land, because anybody that pitches a day or two before the break isn't going to pitch.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see. I mean, we're still, what, 7 days out? 8 days out?
Seven.
So, yeah, nobody's going to announce their starters that far in advance.
Well, I heard the AL might start Shohei.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know it was confirmed last night, which would be the 5th, that he is hitting and pitching. Joe Maddon is all about that, so props to him. Tip my cap for letting us see him dominate from both ends of the game.
Yeah, it's always fun to see the All-Star game because, well, sometimes it's stupid when you got, like, Jeter and shit hitting doubles, getting served up fastballs and stuff. Because I don't like the
whole... Well, I think something we got to do to really enhance the excitement here is to make some predictions. MVP, this is a tough one. What do you have as your prediction?
For All-Star game, MVP?
Yeah.
Well, it's usually always like a fan favorite type of guy for one.
Right. You know, it'd make sense if it was Vladdy or Shohei.
Well, pretty much it'll probably be Shohei. Because
something tells me a guy you wouldn't expect is going to do it. Like, I could so see Arenado or Acuna. Because I'm liking NL this year. I'm really liking NL this year. I think
NL, well, it all depends. If you hit a home run, you have a good shot at freaking getting it. But yeah, I think the NL takes it this year. So that'll mean my MVP is.
I like Acuna.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick, actually. I mean, Tatis, definitely see him getting it if he does something good.
Acuna or Winker, and I will have my final decision soon.
My decision is Soto, the GOAT. I'm telling you, dude, he's going to go yard. Guarantee it.
You think he gets put in the game for enough innings to make that possible?
Probably get like in a bat or two.
So you're saying he walks it off?
Now that would be fucking sick. I don't know, dude.
The only way he gets it. That would be the only way he gets it.
I just feel like Soto's the kind of guy that'll go yard in the All-Star game. Like, I can see him and Tatis. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's some guys that, like, try harder in the All-Star game, and then there's other guys that just, like, don't give a shit. And I feel like Soto and, like, Tatis, I don't know off the top of my head, but those kind of guys are the guys that'll like really try hard. And then you got guys like Freddie Freeman and like I remember there was a one video of him like mic'd up in the All-Star game against Verlander and he struck out and he was like laughing and shit. Like,
yeah.
There's guys like that that just don't care what happens and they're just there for fun. Then there's other guys that are there and they're still fucking playing as hard as possible. And,
like Gene Segura. Remember when he was on the Mariners? I think he was MVP, right?
I don't think he was MVP, but I think he went yard or did something good.
He definitely went yard. I want to say he had a pair of hits, maybe three hits.
Well, I know. I don't even. Let's look up the last All-Star game. I know Trout won it twice. I only know that because I'm Jake Skankley was like trying to argue with me about it. Trout and Harper and was trying to use Mike Trout's freaking All-Star game MVPs as a leverage. I was like, the casuals I'm dealing with can't do it.
It's funny.
All right, All-Star.
I don't know why I thought Gene got MVP, but I know he fucking went off. I know he had a dinger. I swore he had at least two hits.
All-Star game MVPs. Last year
that was 18.
Last year was Shane Bieber. Well, 2019.
Yeah. Yep.
18, Bregman. Yep, I remember that. And Cano. I also remember that.
That was in Marlins Park.
Yeah, it was.
That was the go-ahead homer. I believe it was in the 8th or the 9th.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hosmer.
It was late in the game.
Hosmer. And then Trout 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Yep.
Mariano, forgot that wasn't bullshit.
That was some bullshit. The Sandman.
Enter Sandman. Carl Crawford in 2009.
Damn right.
Brian McCann in 2010. I fucking remember that because I used to have a card of him. Let me look at let's check out some of the best All-Star game performances here. Anybody ever hit two dingers in the All-Star game? Nope. That'd be cool.
Never. Surprised Griffey didn't do it.
Prince Fielder, a dinger, and three RBIs. Kind of surprised. There's really not that many, like, huge performances here. Like, the best performances are, like, a dinger and three ribbies. And then you got Pedro Martinez. He got the dub and he struck out five, didn't give up a run. But there's nothing like it's like knocking my socks off.
Yeah, I'm looking too. The Pedro, yeah. Bo Jackson was 2 for 4 with a homer and two ribbies and a stolen base in 89. That's pretty neat. Ted Williams. He was 4 for 4 with two homers in 46.
Oh, shit. Well, didn't show me anybody's stats past 93. Kirby Puckett. Kirby.
Damn right.
Ichiro.
Ichiro, yeah, 3 for 3, 07. Dinger.
I don't know. I could definitely see, like, Tatis and Soto. Guys like that still sweating their balls off in the All-Star game. I don't know why, but they just strike me.
Well, like I said, the only way Soto's getting MVP is if he hits a walk-off or something like Cano did late in the game.
Well, he's going to be in the game rather early, probably. People want to see Soto.
So what inning do you predict him to come out in?
The 4th. Or the 3rd. I think he's going to be – I don't know how they're going to be doing it. If they just like – because it's different every year. Sometimes they'll just pinch hit, or sometimes at the start of a new inning, they'll just bring in new guys on defense. But – whenever the first switch is made for the outfield, I think Soto will be a part of that.
Interesting. I think he comes out in the 6th.
Well, I think he hits. I think he becomes the first player since Ted Williams. No way. My Devontae Smith jersey just got here.
Got big hopes for that guy. Speaking of the Eagles. The goats.
We're going to have
a birds podcast coming your way this fall. Look forward to it, to our Eagles fans. I think you guys are going to love it. If you love love that.
You'll hear it now, but we will be doing a more formal announcement. We'll set up like a gram for it, and we'll get some logos and some new shit for it. get some sick intros and sound bites for it. But yeah, we're going to be doing a short little birds podcast because we are both birds fans. So when the season starts up, like just one episode a week after every game, just talk about the game. And because we figured we're going to be calling each other up and talking about the game anyway, so why not hit the record button?
And everybody wants to hear Philly reaction.
Yeah, everybody loves listening to pissed off Philly fans. Including myself with the Phillies, but I fall under the category of the Sixers and Eagles fan. But what other snubs did we add to? Didn't mean to get off topic there. Thought we'd drop that little shit. Kershaw's another snub. He should have made it.
Kershaw definitely should have made it. He's having a pretty underrated year. I know he's kind of low in some categories, but he's also top 10, top 5 in a few others. Like, I think not earned runs. There's a few stats I saw.
He should be in that game, man. You got to just put some respect on his name. That's why I hate that there has to be one guy from every team. Like, I understand it, I guess. But at the end of the day, if you don't have any players that are deserving to make it, you can't just take away spots from guys like Scherzer and Kershaw and whoever else got snubbed here and just fucking take their chance away at playing in the game because you have to have a representative.
No doubt. Like, I think it was fair to not have any Philly starting in this game. I was surprised Harper didn't get the reserve spot, I'll be honest here.
Yeah, well, he might with Schwarber being out. He might take over his spot. Let's see some other possible guys that can take that last outfield spot in the NL.
Mookie, I could definitely see Betts taking it.
He made it. He did make it as a reserve, I think. Kind of undeserved.
Right, I'm saying. Okay. Taking the reserve spot.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
right.
saying, like, take – because Schwarber's going to be off the roster. I don't know,
Harper.
Honestly.
Harper.
It's got to be Harper because there's really not many other guys that you could really make an argument for, in my opinion. But it's kind of tough because I have to look at the way we're looking at it. And then I also have to think of the way that they're looking at it because they don't look, I don't think they're looking at the same stats that we do. So maybe like a guy like Adam Duvall, like as we're not giving him any consideration, maybe they look at him a little more because he's got 19 years and 60 ribbies.
Yeah. And they could be from a defensive side too. We don't always look at that.
Nah, I don't know. I think Harper's got to be the choice here. I mean, you can make an argument, I guess, for like Tommy Pham or Yaz, but I think you got to go Harper.
What about Chris Bryant?
I think he made it, but
make it as a reserve. You could see him maybe get the left field spot.
Yeah, I wonder if they could do that. Well, yeah, I agree with you when you said, like, you don't think any Philly should have started. I agree with – I don't think any Nats should have started. But Scherzer not making it is really pissing me off. And I think me and Gene Segura had a case. He did.
He definitely did. I thought, honestly, early in the season that second base was going to be his in the All-Star game. A lot of people actually thought that.
Yeah, I mean, he does only have 200 at-bats, but you could
330,
definitely,
though, man.
Yeah, you could definitely make an argument for him. And I don't know who else. I mean, Buxton. Did Buxton make it as a reserve? Yeah, I think that's kind of crap, even though he's injured. But, I mean, again, he's like same thing as Trout. He's only played like 30-something games, but he has a 2.7 WAR. which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Mark Canha, you definitely could have made an argument for him. He's kind of a snub. Let me look at his stats. He's an overlooked guy. I'm definitely putting him on. I'm going to be making a post for underrated and overrated team, and Canha is definitely a guy that will go on the underrated team. Fourth in American League outfielders in WAR, and he's not in the All-Star game.
You know who really, really, really got snubbed?
Who?
And this one really surprises me, is Yuli Gurriel.
Oh, yeah. He was a guy that I forgot to mention.
That one really shocks me. And I guess the homers are kind of low at 10. Everybody wants to see Vlad in there. So that wasn't.
Yeah, he definitely shouldn't have made it.
Maybe, I guess Walsh, his numbers are looking better. I mean, I got to see that real quick.
Walsh or Gurriel, and they literally have like the same amount of plate appearances. Gurriel's got a higher WAR, a higher WRC plus, not by much, but still higher. And his on base percentage is 51 points higher. Now, the Walsh's slugging is like 60 points higher, but I value on base percentage a lot more than slugs.
Yeah, I do too.
And I find it crazy. Look at Yuli's 9.1 strikeout percentage. Guy barely strikes out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he got snubbed for sure.
Yeah. Kind of bullshit.
I guess glad to see homers. They want to see some more pop off the bat.
Yeah, because that's all the fuckers care about anymore, homers.
Yeah, exactly. Homers and strikeouts.
Well,
that's what this league has turned into.
Exactly. Well, Gallo, I'm glad he made it. Well deserving. He's been on a tear lately. Cedric, I'm glad he got in as a reserve. I'm sure he'll be starting, which will be well deserved, even though he didn't technically get it. But he will. I don't know who else they're going to put in there to replace Trout. And oh yeah, another question. I guess the NL has to have a DH, right?
I don't think so. I don't think they're letting them DH, but I would think you'd have to let them.
You can't just – I don't remember how they've done it in the past, but you can't just fucking have Shohei DH on the other side and then make the NL pitcher.
You know
pitch.
What? I want to say – I remember from – this is crazy. I think the one Sporkle quiz I did had a DH for NL.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like that's what's making me think they will give him a DH.
I'm going to look at the box score of the 2018 All-Star game because I was at Nats Park. Let's see if they – so hard to tell because fucking – yep, they had a DH. So who's going to get that nod and become a starter basically for the NL? I could definitely see it being Soto. Because I think it's manager's choice on who is the DH in that situation, I imagine. So I could definitely see it being Soto.
I could see it being Muncy, man.
Muncy? Well, yeah, because it's Dave, the manager's Dave Roberts, so I could definitely see it being him.
I think Roberts definitely gives Muncy. We're going to see how much of a fair guy he is or how much of a prick he is. I mean, yeah, personally, I would give it to Muncy anyway, but
I don't really see anybody else that worthy of I'm not even looking at stats with this, just like trying to think as like, if I was the manager, who do I want as a stick that's going to give my team a better chance to win? Because
Brandon Crawford, he's had a nice year at the plate.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the name in this situation, kind of being a little casual. Because I'm just looking for that one guy who's going to come up and hit me a dinger. And in my opinion, best chance of that.
Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest names on the reserve.
I was just going to say Chris Bryant, Muncy, or Soto is probably your best bet there.
Yeah. Definitely not Romuto.
Yeah. And I doubt because they only have two catchers in the roster. So Romuto will probably get to play a lot. That means.
Yeah, that's good. It's good for him.
Well,
yeah, I
wonder
can see
what
it
the
being
lineup.
Bryant.
Wonder what they do the lineup like in the NL. And if I did it, I'd go probably Acuna, one, Frazier, two, Tatis, three, maybe Castellanos, four, Winker, five, Nato, six, Freeman, seven, and Posey, eight.
I actually wouldn't make any tweaks to that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make a single tweak to that. I like that. I think Winker's got to be four or five.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends. You can put him four and Castellanos five or vice versa. Doesn't really matter.
Right.
Then in the AL, if you think Cedric's going to be starting, I got to go Cedric leadoff. Cedric? I'd go Cedric leadoff. Probably Judge two. Devers three.
Yeah, I was thinking of Xander in the three.
Oh, wait. I forgot about Shohei, actually. Then
right,
fuck it. Be the goat.
Shohei in the four. You know they're going to put him in the four.
No, they'll fucking hit him lead off. Guarantee you.
Okay. So, in the event they do that, I'd go a tiny lead off. Probably
Semien two? Or
Semien
Judge.
Two or Xander two.
Or,
I think they're going to put Judge in the 3, 4, 5 hole. I don't see him in the top two.
Well, then I'm going Shohei, Semien. Shohei, Semien. Actually, it's kind of tough. Maybe they won't bat Shohei leadoff. All right.
This one's not as clear cut as the NL.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm going to go. All right. Say they go Cedric leadoff. I'm going Cedric, Semien, Shohei, Vlad, Devers, Judge 6, Xander 7, and Salvi 8, and then or Teoscar 9, however you want to do that. But I don't know. They're a very righty heavy lineup.
It is very righty heavy. Like I said, that one's definitely more tough to look at and say this is a good chance of what the lineup's going to be, because there's a lot of pop in that lineup. I feel like there's a lot of contact hitters as well.
Yeah, there is, but it's not very good for them that they have all righties pretty much, because the NL pitching staff is stacked with righties as of now, unless there's something changes. All they have for lefties right now is Trevor Rogers and Josh Hader. Besides that, all righties.
That could work into our favor.
Yeah, and the AL is a little more diverse. They got Kikuchi, Rodon, Chapman, and Gregory Soto, southpaws. But not a lot of lefties at all in the game.
Yeah, it should be interesting, man. End of the day, wrap it up. I think you get an NL win with an Acuna MVP. This is my prediction. NL win, Acuna MVP, final score 6-4.
Okay, my prediction is NL win. I might also make a post about this and maybe post it on PTN with our predictions. But mine is going to be NL win 8-7, Fernando Tatis MVP.
You're looking for a high-scoring game. I like it.
I'm looking for some damn excitement, and I'm looking for an NLW. Not that I really care at the end of the day, but it has been a grip since the NL's got the W, and it's the stupidest rule of all time that the winner of the All-Star game decides home field advantage for the World Series. That has got to be the
stupidest. Tell me about it. Well,
stupidest.
The thing is how else do you determine that? Maybe better record?
Better record, dude. That's ridiculous that a game that nobody cares about decides who's could decide a fucking World Series championship for somebody.
Well, the reason I like it is because it gives more of a motive to try harder. Like with the Pro Bowl, that is true. And the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game, like there's literally nothing you're playing for except for fucking injury.
And yeah, that's true.
It gives them something to play for.
Yeah, it does if you're a contending team. But again, like it's so like Adam Frazier and Brian Reynolds. Why the hell do they care? They ain't getting sniffing the World Series. So it's kind of like, it's weird that you'll have half of the, I mean, obviously if you're playing for like the Dodgers or the Padres, you might be trying a little harder because you might be there in October, but teams that aren't going to be there, why the hell do they care?
Yeah, well, not everybody's going to be there for a reason to help their team.
Yeah, and that pretty much wraps it up, honestly, for the All-Star game, unless you have something else to say.
I think we covered it pretty well. You guys got snubbed and our predictions, which I hope go good.
Yeah, and I mean, I was going to talk about the MLB draft for a little bit, but I don't have much to say about it. I just wanted to talk about it a little bit because we haven't really gone over it at all. But a few of my favorite names that have been tossed around the top 10, definitely Jack Leiter. Love him.
Yeah.
Jackson Jobe. Love him. He's supposed to be one of the possibly the best arm in this draft when it's all.
Buddy, it cut out.
Ty Madden's another guy I heard a lot about. He's a right-handed pitcher from Texas. Honestly, we're going to talk about the number 11 and 13 pick here. Nats would hold the 11th. Phil's hold the 13th. What are you looking for out of this pick?
Oh, see, I'm not familiar with too many starting pitchers in this draft, but I can tell you this, I want one. I would like to see more. McAble was a good start, but we need to keep building on that and get more arms. Even if it's a guy that you want to put in the rotation or the bullpen, you got to get more arms. That's what I want to see out of the Phils.
Yeah, I could definitely see them getting some guys like that have been talked around there. Will Bednar, Andrew Painter, Jordan Wicks, left-handed pitcher, Sam Bachman. There's a few guys down there. Ty Madden, another one. Same thing with the Nats, except on our end, I kind of hope we go the bat direction. I don't know how many years in a row we picked a starter first round. Because last year we picked a starter first round. The year before that we picked a starter. We've picked a starter with Fetty, Rutledge, Cade Cavalli, Giolito. I mean, we've been getting starters out the ass. So I'm hoping we get an outfielder or that there's a kid from UCLA named Matt McClain. I fuck with him. Benny Montgomery. So.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we
I think that's who the Phils are. That's what a lot of people are saying the Phils are going to get is Benny Montgomery.
Yeah, I've heard them talking about him as well. So, I don't know. I could definitely see the Phillies going with a pitcher. That would not be a bad idea for them. But like I said earlier, in the MLB draft, it's always – draft the best player available no matter what position, because who knows when these guys are going to be coming up.
Yeah, we'd say an average of, I'd say, 3-4 years.
Yeah, I mean, of course you have your guys that are ahead of the curve come up in a year or two, but you can guarantee
you also have your outliers that never come up.
Exactly.
Like I don't know. I was going to say Mark Appel, but I don't think – I mean, I know he made it for a little bit, but I don't think he was a first-round pick, was he?
He was the number one overall pick.
That's right.
Because, yeah, well, he was a weird story. But Garrett Crochet, he never even played in the minors, I don't think. He just came right up to the bigs.
That is nuts.
I know. There's a few guys that had done that.
So, what, he debuted it? 19. Oh, he might have went to college.
Yeah, he went to college, I believe. And then he was like the 13th overall pick. And then there was no minor leagues last year because of COVID. So they just brought him up. And now he's been with the club ever since.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of good names out here. It looks like most of the big guns are going to be gone before they get down to 11 and 13 where the Nats pick. But I'm excited for it, and we're probably going to be talking about it a little more after the draft and going over our picks and stuff. So, but we talked about all the All-Star game shit we need to. We will be doing a full-out preview the day before, and then we're going to be, of course, watching it. Maybe we'll do a live stream on Instagram or something during the game, come in, say what's up. But that's all I got for today. Again, sorry we missed yesterday's episode, so we came back out with one today.
Yeah, guys, have fun watching the game. Gave you a little sneak peek of what's to come in the fall. We're excited about that. And until then, go watch some baseball, go outside, do some fun stuff, and we will see you guys in the next one.
Yes, we will. All right. We are out.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.